This is the Pitch Vision Academy show number 93. This is the Pitch Vision Academy cricket show number 93. You can find us at pitchvision.com, the best cricket coaching on the web. My name is David Hinchcliffe, and this week I'm joined by former Glamorgan wicketkeeper batsman Adrian Shaw. Adrian now coaches and plays club cricket in South Wales, and he's also passed on the benefits of over 20 years' experience in an online coaching course called The Game Plan that you can find at pitchvision.com/academy. Welcome to the show, Adrian.
Thanks, David. Yeah, thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about the season you've had, because we're coming to the end of the club cricket season here in the UK, and your side's had a pretty good season.
We've done reasonably well, David. We're about 34 points clear at second. Members have actually won the league, but we're well clear at second, and we've performed quite well with a very, very young team.
So what's gone well for the team? What would you pinpoint as the things that you've done well this year to get into that position?
Well, I think the main positive for me this year as sort of coach of the club is we've actually lost one of our senior players who played for 25 years. We retired sort of halfway through the season, and I brought through a very, very young team this year. We currently have three of our under-16s in our first team, and the younger players have really, really developed particularly well at the club, and I think that's probably been the most encouraging part of this season for me. Having such a young team and we're competing really well, and as it stands at this moment in time, it looks like we're going to finish runners-up. So, whereas before the season started, I would have thought that some of our bigger players and senior players would have really held sway for us this year. Although the performance has been okay, it's been the improvement of the younger players that has really really impressed me.
And how have you brought in extra players? How have you brought those players in to create a sort of team, a feeling of a team? If it's a new bunch of players together, how have you created that new team feeling?
Well, I think really it's just about creating that environment within the team where the players feel comfortable to play the cricket and to know what their roles exist of. And with young players, I think it's important that they're managed carefully and they're managed well and they're bowled at the right time and they're batted in the right opportunities. And for example, I took over the captaincy at least halfway through the season as well as coaching there. And upon doing that, I actually moved myself down the order to give some of our younger players more opportunities up the order. And I think sometimes young players respond to that. I run Nice Cricket Club in terms of the tactics along the road of I always try to give as many bowlers, as many overs as I can in the game. So instead of people just bowling maybe 15 overs and using three or four bowlers, I always try to use at minimum five or six bowlers per match and spread the overs out. And that way you're getting more players involved in the game. So I feel you're developing more players that way then.
And what areas do you think you could improve on? You didn't quite do well enough to win the league. So what areas would you say you'd like to improve on for next year?
Well, I think the reason we haven't won the league is because the team who has won it, members, have played some exceptional cricket. And our big players, our senior players, although performing reasonably well, didn't really set the world alight either. So I think if our senior players had done slightly better, we probably would have won. But having said that, members were exceptional. So, but I mean, when you've got a team that is as young as ours, I think we've got seven players below the age of 20 in our first 11 club team. So when you've got such an exceptionally young team, you have to be really patient with them. And I think I'm more than delighted with the way that they've responded this season.
And it's interesting you're talking about young players because you've got quite an important role coaching there as well. How do you know when a player is ready to play first team cricket, or is it a matter of throwing them in and seeing what happens?
I think sometimes players get thrown in due to circumstances when you haven't got options, and maybe an older player finishes and suddenly a player is thrown into a team and they never look back. But certainly as a coach and a coach with experience, be it at any level, very often you do go on that little gut feeling that you just see something in a particularly young player and you just think, oh, there's something about this this lad, I think, can make it. And for example, we have a boy at Neath who's gone this year. He's 15 at the moment. He's gone from the third team through to the first team within 8 games. And that was on a bit of a hunch as much as anything. And unfortunately, he took 5 wickets in his second game and bowled beautifully. So there is an element of a hunch in it. But certainly sometimes it can be fortuitous as well when players have to be thrown in because of maybe injuries or retirements.
Can you make a list of attributes that you're looking for in someone, you know, whether it's, you know, either skills or the mental side? Can you say to you, is there a checklist you can say, well, he's got this, this and this?
Yeah, well, I mean, I certainly look at, the first thing I look at is the character of the people involved. And I always look at, you know, how they respond to going up to the first team level in club cricket at a young age. You know, will they bowl as they can bowl or bat as they can bat, or will they freeze slightly? You know, it's to be expected that young players are going to be nervous in that environment. But if you have a young bowler and he goes in and he runs in hard and he bowls like he bowls in his under-16s, and amongst his peers, then he's showing you he's got the right temperament, really, because he's not freezing. Similarly with a batsman, if he holds his nerve under pressure. So I certainly look for the character side of things before I look for the ability. I believe it's easier to work on the technical side of the game than it is the mental side of the game. Once you've got the base level there in terms of the player's character, you can always improve the cricket. So I tend to look at them, and I do go a lot on a gut feeling for whether a young player has the potential and the sort of fighting qualities to develop into a very good cricketer or not.
Let's talk about the coaching side then. We're talking about technique and things like that. Let's talk a little bit more about the coaching side. You've taken over the coaching at the club. How have you found that's made a difference to players coming through at whatever level they're coming through at?
Well, I mean, I think it's not for me to say how it's made a difference to them, but certainly I feel that I've tried to change the ethos of the club and push the club in a more youthful direction. Not that it wasn't anyway, but I've pushed it even further down the road of a youthful direction, because I believe I want to try and create something that's sustainable for the next 20 years for the club, and I want to try and produce a production line of players that's going to keep coming on maybe long after I've gone. And you know, I've put in place this year, I've tried to get an under-10s team going. We now have 50 players coming to the young net, our nets on a Monday night, young players playing with a softball. You know, I'm trying to encourage our players to use the facilities we have at Neath. We're currently trying to get a 4th 11 as well to play in one of the local leagues, because I want to see a lot of my 12 to 13 year olds playing 50 over cricket and 40 over cricket on Saturdays, so they get used to batting long times and bowling for a long time. So in terms of the technical viewpoints, what I have done is that I've taken individuals within the club and I've tried to spend time throughout the summer working on 1-to-1 or 1-to-2 basis with them on the bowling machine in Neath, and just trying to look at the techniques and try and get them to think about the game. It's very difficult. It's not like a professional environment where somebody's with you every day. You may only see them once a week. So there's a finite amount to how much you can actually improve someone. But I think you've got someone with a desire to improve, you know, the sky's the limit, really, to a certain extent.
So have you changed the way that, say, the traditional nets are run, where, you know, the normal way is everybody turns up, has a bowl, and there's not really any structure to it? Have you changed that in the senior teams as well, or are you mainly focused on the junior side?
No, if I'm being honest with you, my main focus has been with our junior team this year. As I say, well, what I have done is I've taken the vast majority of our junior players who are in the first team. So we're talking 6, 7, 8 players a year, way under the age of 19. Mm-hmm. I spend one-on-one time with these players during the week, whenever possible. And very often they come in small groups, 2s and 3s and 4s, possibly on a Tuesday night or Wednesday night. And we spend an hour or so on the bowling machine. And so I'm trying to give a bit more one-to-one time to the individuals who probably in the past were only ever used to just turning up on a Friday night for a hit in the nets, and then just having a bit of a laugh and a giggle. So I've sort of got a bit of a double outlook on it, really, where I think the club net nights are still very much for the majority and very much of an enjoyment and fun. And then I try and sort of cherry pick certain people to try and work on the game a little bit more in the week. You know, players who have the time and maybe have the desire to improve.
On a more personal note with you specifically, I've noticed that you've taken a lot of stumpings this season. You're well ahead of the next wicketkeeper by the looks of things. So for any young wicketkeepers listening, what's the secret of taking almost a stumping every match?
Standing up will be a start. I'm very lucky. I mean, I absolutely love standing up the wicket to see bowlers, and I will stand up whenever I can. We have one young bowler at the club who I need to stand back to because he's got a little bit of skiddy pace. But generally with our seamers, they're reasonably accurate. They're good steady bowlers who bowl straight. And the wickets are seaming around a little bit, and I feel I can put that pressure standing up. So, I mean, from a technical viewpoint, I always encourage the young wicketkeepers I work with, be confident in standing up the wicket to the seamers. It makes a world of difference. You get LBWs because if they're further back in the crease, you can get the odd stumping. It's not just about the stumping standing up. It's about the LBWs you get. It's about the people who are bowled because they don't move their feet so much. So it is something I really encourage any keeper. If you're confident and you feel you can do it, you should always stand up to the wicket to the medium paces in club cricket.
And what do you do if the bowler isn't so keen? I know from experience myself, there's one or two bowlers who aren't so keen with you standing up, and they tend not to like it. What do you do with those? Do you fall back then, or do you insist?
I think ultimately it comes down to if a bowler feels strongly about it, I think it's probably wise not to go against him, and then you should stay back to him. And I've had experiences in my career, both at first class level and club level, where bowlers haven't particularly liked it, but in the end they get one round to it when they see the benefits of what you can get from a keeper standing up to you. So I think if a bowler feels strongly about it, I wouldn't advise going for it. But most bowlers, when they understand it's not just about stumpings, it's also about the LBWs and the bowls, they can be sort of one round. And my experience tells me, you know, a very, very good club keeper, with the wickets being as slow as they are generally, you know, there's not many seamers in club cricket that a good keeper can't stand up to. You know, we have some other excellent keepers in the South Wales League, and they spend a lot of time standing up as well. So, but it is, like anything in cricket, it's a judgment call very often, and you know, you have to back yourself to make the right decision. I don't, by definition, stand up all the time. If I feel it's not the right situation, I won't do it.
So you've had a pretty good season with some brand new players coming through. What are the prospects for next year for you?
Well, as I mentioned earlier on, Meath Cricket Club for me is about creating something sustainable. It's very simple for a club to sort of, on any given year, fill the club with a certain age group of players and maybe spend a lot of money and get promotion for one season. But to create something that is sustainable, you know, you have to invest in the youth of that club. And I'm adamant, and I'll never be swayed from the belief that, you know, that the most successfully run cricket clubs have virtually all got healthy junior sections. You do get the odd exception, but they nearly all got healthy junior sections. And my advice to anybody involved in club cricket is, you know, it is long-term, and you don't always see the benefit for 4 or 5 years. But if you can, make sure you put loads and loads of effort into coaching the juniors and facilities for the juniors and giving them opportunities. As coach of Meath and captain of Meath, you know, I'm prepared to lose the odd game with a longer-term plan in mind. So I believe that it's sustainable then, and the club can keep moving forward over a period of, you know, 5, 10, 15, even 20 years.
Well, that's just about all we've got time for. So thanks very much for your time today, Adrian. Some interesting insights there. Don't forget that if you're listening to the show, you can go back on old shows and get our free weekly cricket tips email at pitchvision.com. And if you want more of Adrian's tips and tactics, you can visit www.pitchvision.com/academy and look for his online coaching course, The Game Plan. Thanks for listening. And this is David Hinchliffe for the Pitch Vision Academy Cricket Show.